You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
They have their shopping complete. Facebook is 2015's most popular app, and its mobile messaging app Messenger is the fastest growing. Facebook added plenty of horsepower to Messenger's growth rate when the social media giant forced users to install it last year by cutting chat from its main app. Figures out this morning show Messenger growing 31% over last year. That's more than any other app and places it third overall. YouTube is the second most used app, while Google Search is fourth and Google Play is fifth. We're on the web at westernjournalism.com. I'm Melody Burkett.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County. The weather today is going to be mostly cloudy with a high near 52. Southwest winds 9 to 11 miles per hour. Tonight there'll be a chance of rain mainly after midnight. It'll be cloudy with a low around 44 and southwest winds 5 to 9 miles an hour. The chance of precipitation is 50%. Tuesday, rain likely, mainly before noon. Cloudy with a high near 56. Light south wind becoming southwest 8 to 13 miles per hour in the morning. And winds could gust as high as 24 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 70%. Tuesday night will be mostly cloudy with a low around 42. Southwest winds around 6 miles an hour becoming calm in the evening. Wednesday, showers, mainly after 10 a.m., high near 59, east winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, and the chance of precipitation is 80%. And the new precipitation amounts between a half and three quarters of an inch are possible. Wednesday night, showers likely, mainly before midnight, and the chance of precipitation is 60%. So I guess we're going to see rain for a couple days. Thursday, chance of showers, mostly cloudy, with a high near 70 and a chance of precipitation is 40%. Christmas Day will be mostly sunny with a high near 59. And you believe Christmas Day and it's almost 60 degrees? I have a problem with that, but, you know, I'm not complaining. You're listening to Mental Health Matters, and I'm your host, Larry Cartwright, and this is NAMI's Hour, compliments of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. And NAMI is the National Alliance on Mental Illness. There is a chapter of NAMI in every county in the state of New Jersey, every state in the union, and overseas. In Hunterdon County, we are all volunteers. We have no office. We work out of our houses. We have no paid staff. And we try to help families and individuals who have a mental health issue. We do so by teaching classes, running support groups, and everything we do is free. There is no charge. If you'd like to reach out and get some more information, you can go on the website, namihunterdon.org. Had to think for a minute. That went out of my head. Or you could call 908-284-0500. Today, we are very privileged to have with us Ronnie Todd Marino, who is the Social Services Director for Fisherman's Mark in Lambertville, New Jersey. And I can't tell you how happy I am to have you here, Ronnie.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's I would like, first of all, if you could just give a little background about the families you help at Fisherman's Mark. That's basically what I wanted to say. You know, goals of it, that sort of thing, who you help.
Okay. Well, Fisherman's Mark is a social service program that's it's 35 years old. We had a birthday this year.
Wow.
That milestone. And we've been serving the community for 35 years with the idea that, you know, we're really helping anybody who comes to our door to meet basic needs. So through some of our programs, such as our food pantry and our childcare center, those basic needs, but then also to empower them to move beyond the basic needs. And again, you know, we're located in Lambertville, but we help. Our tagline is help when help is needed. So we're really okay. There for anyone who needs help. And because we don't have income parameters, you know, or restrictions, and we don't have geographic restrictions, we really help anyone who comes to our door.
Okay.
So that's the basics, but I'll talk a little more about
that. All right, they have to actually come to Lambertville to your office, or can they call, or?
Primarily, people come to have a meeting to go over, you know, what's going on with them, what needs they're looking to or challenges there that they have that they need some support with. But we do some telephone case management and support in that way. It typically starts out with the phone call, learning about the programs, and
right.
Then we'll have them come in and, you know, go through a whole assessment to talk about, you know, like what are the core barriers that they're experiencing and how can we help them to navigate those barriers.
All right. You said you have a food pantry.
Right.
Now, I assume that the food is donated from various organizations or corporations or whatever?
Yes. Our food pantry is our largest program. We have 7 programs, but our largest program is our food pantry program. And a lot of that, the food that we're distributing is through donations. Right now is a huge time of year. It's wonderful,
sure.
All the people that are doing food drives for us. So we get a lot of donated items. And then we also do have some grants that are specific to the food pantry program.
Okay.
You know, we do all of our fundraising and grant writing in-house. And so we get a lot of that. And then we also purchase at a discounted rate food through the Norwest Cap Food Bank.
Okay.
You know, so that's for Hunterdon County. You know, we're able
right.
to purchase things. So money that's donated towards the food pantry program, we can maximize that. It's actually, it turns out to be around 19 cents a pound for us to buy it from the food bank.
Right.
So,
right.
yeah.
And they deliver it, don't
and
they?
And they deliver
right.
it, yes. We get a nice truck
did,
delivery.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
I gotta ask, how'd you guys come up with this name?
Yeah,
so it's kind of different. You
sure,
know?
that's a very common question,
I'm
and actually,
sure it is.
It's, you know, we understand we struggle with the name because people don't know what it means. We get even phone calls for people asking for Mark Fisherman, which always
right.
makes us laugh, or we get mail
yeah.
for Mark Fisherman. So Fisherman's Mark actually originally, back in 1980, was an offshoot of St. Andrew's Church.
Okay.
It was a part of their mission work. And, you know, it was really meant to support the social service needs needs mm-hmm. of the parishioners. And it started off as an offset typing. You know, they were creating the brochures right. and things right. for different churches in the area. The concept, there's two different reasons. One is St. Andrew as a fisher of men. But the other is really, and this is something that we still continue, Fisherman's Mark comes from the concept of that the proverb that says, if you give a man a fish, he eats for a night. If you teach him to fish, he eats for a lifetime. Right. And that's still very much a core theme for all of our programs. Really, you know, again, like I said, we're helping people to look at the basic needs and get mm-hmm. those basic needs met, like food on the table or safe and quality childcare. But then also to help them to gain the confidence and the skills sure. needed to improve sure. their own situation.
Yeah, it's the first thing is, yeah, if you have a family, mm-hmm. is feed the family. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of tough to do that if you don't have a job.
Exactly.
You know, or you don't have family that can help support or whatever. And in many cases, they don't have people don't have family that can, or they're not around in this area or something. So yeah, it is. So after they get food, then you try to help them get a job.
Sure. Yeah. So actually, I'd like to talk a little bit about all of the
sure,
programs.
I'd
I mean,
like
there's
you
a
to.
Lot to say yeah. about all of them, simply because I've recognized that the Fisherman's Mark. So many people don't even the name. They don't understand what it is, but also they don't know all that we do. You know, they think of us right. as a food pantry, or they think of us as a child care center. And we actually have 7 programs that are all meant to design okay. to be designed to address different needs. And so you know, they're each have that core. You know, we really, you know, our the fisherman's culture is very much about treating people with dignity. You know, it's all about recognizing sure. that anybody could be in a situation where they're in need and meeting that immediate crisis. If somebody's unsafe or if they don't have food, then we're immediately solving that. But then each of our programs are designed to move people beyond that. So a lot of people do come in through the food pantry, but we try to use almost like the program as a right. gateway to the other programs so that we can say, okay, you want to work more, you know, you're not able to pay basic bills, you want to improve your employability, let's get your child care taken care of, let's get you into some training, you know, so right. so that's how the programs complement each other.
Sure, and a lot of people who come to the food pantry, I would think, have it's more than just food mm-hmm. that their problems, you know.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I mean, obviously.
Yeah, we say it's just an indicator of a bigger problem.
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I had someone on from Catholic Charities. Mm-hmm. In fact, I've known her for quite a while. And I said, all right, it was started by the Catholic Church and a diocese of, you know, the Catholic Church, so on and so forth. I mm-hmm. says, this may sound like a stupid question. I says, but do you have to be Catholic to have your services? She says, no, absolutely not. Mm-hmm. Now, you were started by a church.
Right. So we're
I mean, right. I'm going to ask the same question.
You don't have to be religious. It's a totally, actually, it started off with St. Andrew's, but we are now a separate entity.
Okay.
You know, we are our own organization, and
okay.
we're not even, you know, classified as a faith-based organization. You know, and again, we really, it's whoever comes to our door. We don't turn anyone away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's, it's an interesting thing. In this day and age, a lot of social service agencies have to do one thing at a time. You know, you might have an agency that has to do just services for, say, pregnant Latinas.
Right.
Or would be just for domestic violence or just for substance abuse. Really, the way that we're set up, or it might be just for Hunterdon County, or it might be just teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
Really, we are, you know, it's almost like because of where we are in Lamberville, we're a little bit cut off. It's a small city,
right?
That is very much cut off from other resources. So we have to meet all the needs. We try to do everything, you know, for everyone. And again, so no income parameters. You know, somebody could come
right.
to my door if they could make 6 figures, but if they're experiencing domestic violence, we're going to help them. If somebody could be coming here from Georgia and they're in crisis, you know, and
mm-hmm.
you know, we're going to help them.
Right.
A lot of social services agencies can't do that because they're grant specific. You know, their services are contingent on the money that they're getting.
Right.
And so it's the best part about Fisherman's Mark, because we're able to put services and programs first, but it's also the hardest part for Fisherman's Mark in terms of running it, because
nonprofit then.
No, we are nonprofit.
Oh, you are nonprofit. Okay, 501(c)(3).
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
I know NAMI is too in Hunterdon County, and I understand what you're saying, but we don't have any grants or anything like that. Ours is all, by people joining, and we use their payment that they use to help support it,
Right. We put the programs before the funds, which again makes it more of a challenge for us when it comes to looking at the budget.
Yeah,
but at the same time, it means that we're more flexible and we're able to help.
Sure. Sure. Absolutely.
Help people in crisis. You know,
absolutely. Mm-hmm. You have recently, or within recent time frame, try to create a more effective and sustainable model.
Yeah. So Fisherman's Mark has been around for 35
right.
years, very much put the programs before the funding. And that became a significant challenge. In the last decade, we've experienced a drastic change in the nonprofit world. And, anybody who works in this field knows that funding has changed. There's a lot less state and federal money dollars mm-hmm. going towards those programs. And the recession had a ripple effect even down to private donors and the private foundations. Everything has been affected. So there's less funds available.
Right.
3 years ago, the founding director, B.J. Petty, retired. And when she retired, Linda Meacham came on, who's our executive director. And I came on about the same time as the director of social services. And Linda's background is business. So she really was looking at the organization from a business perspective.
Right.
There's two different ways to look at a social service agency.
Absolutely.
A nonprofit, you run it like a nonprofit focusing on programs, or you run it as a business. We needed to look at it more as a business. And then my background is, policies, implementation of different programs. Mm-hmm. And so we really did look at how to streamline our programs, how to make it more effective, how to improve our collaborations with other organizations so that we were working with other
right.
people and
right.
maximizing the budgets of everyone. So we're addressing the needs of the clients, but not always having to reinvent the wheel and do it ourselves.
Right.
So how to better bridge that. And then also how to describe our services better. So how to quantify the work that we're doing. When you're working with people and you're saying, I know this person is better just because they are better. That doesn't speak very, it doesn't help a lot when you're
mm-hmm.
trying to show the people that want to support your programs how effective your programs are. So we needed to do more to be calculating that, to give actual data so that people could see that our programs are effective.
Right.
So the past 3 years we've really done a lot to try to shore up our practices, streamline those programs,
okay.
and then also to be able to effectively describe what it is that we're doing and our successes.
Myself, along with some other members of NAMI, we do presentations.
Mm-hmm.
We do a monthly one for last almost 4 years at Educational Services. Do you do things like that? Do you do presentations to get the word out for you?
Well, I'm here right now, right?
Yeah. Well, that's
We do. We do quite a bit, actually. We've been doing a lot of different things to bring the data that we have to the larger audience. So we have different things. Some of our collaboratives are focused on bringing other organizations to our site so they can provide services to clients. But other things have to do with us. Joining initiatives
mm-hmm.
with county or regional organizations, like the there's a coalition for chronic health. It'll come to me.
Yeah.
The Partnership for Health and the Chronic Disease
right.
Coalition. So
right.
there's different things where we're bringing our information about the specific population that we're serving. That being in the south end of the county, we really do need to express the needs. You know, people kind of forget about Lambertville. You know, down we're down there, we're quiet. You know, we're not in Flemington, we're not in Clinton, but there is still a need there.
Sure.
So bringing those needs.
And it's a fairly large population down there.
It's a fairly large population
for a town that's small.
Yeah. And in terms of when you. People sometimes go to Lambertville and they really only see the nice homes.
Mm-hmm.
And so some of what we have to do is remind people that there is a need, that there's more than just these nice homes, these beautiful antique stores. You know, they're part of it's a wonderful thing, but there's also people in need.
Well, if someone comes to you and they need help with getting a job or something like that,
mm-hmm.
how do you go about it? Screening process or like what did you do before? Have you ever worked before? You know, yada, yada.
Right.
I'm assuming. And then what happens from that point?
Right. So one of our programs is the case management program.
Right.
You know, I haven't listed my 7 programs
Not yet. But I will
definitely do that. Don't you worry.
We're about 40 more minutes. You can do it.
So the case management program uses a tool called the Bridge to Self-Sufficiency Assessment. And what that assessment is it's an intake tool where you're looking at 7 different core areas of functioning for the individual. So it would be living expenses, it would be employment, it's mental health and physical health, you know, whether or not they have insurance, whether or not they have a support network, a lot of different, all the different areas mm-hmm. that are really critical in terms of, you know, ability, housing.
That's a big one.
It is. It certainly is. Yeah. So it's like looking at all of those things and rating them so that, you know, we can get a general sense. And there's a lot of people who come to me that, you know, I'll say, okay, you're functioning at this, what I would consider kind of a almost crisis level. You're white knuckling it. You're holding on, but anything could throw you into a very bad crisis. What can we do as we're looking at all of those 7 core areas to improve things a little bit in even, you know, 1, 2, as many areas as possible. But sometimes it would be employment. Obviously, if they can work and mm-hmm. they're having difficulty with paying their bills, you know, it's making sure that they are they're applying for any programs that they may be eligible to help them support, get the support that they need while doing vocational training, or sometimes it's budgeting, sometimes it's literacy. You know, they mm-hmm. need to mm-hmm. have additional support in improving their literacy. So there's a lot of it's unique. It's tailored to the individual. We're really looking at, like, what are the things, if somebody wants to work more, but they don't have transportation or they don't have childcare, we would look at all of those things to address them, you know, unique to the individual.
Right, right. Do you have, like I said, paid staff or... Some paid staff?
We do have some paid staff. So,
all right. Are they some of the people that's paid staff? Are they ones who help, like, educate people about finding a job and so on and so forth? I mean, like, case manager type people who...
Case manager types, yes.
Yeah, like yourself.
So one of the things that has happened in this whole streamlining programs, we, as an organization, have... In the past 3 years, have kind of went into a crisis mode ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we recognized that we did not have the funding that was required to do all of the programs, and so we cut back on staffing significantly. And so, but we're making the best use of the staff that we have and of the volunteers that we have in order to continue our programs. When you say, do we have case manager type? So I'm the case manager. So I'm the director of social services, but I also do the case management.
Okay.
Because at this point, that's the way we need to do it.
Yeah.
And we have, we currently only have 2 full-time staff and 2 part-time staff for the social service area. For the child care area, then obviously there's teachers there, there's a uh-huh. ratio that, and there's a director that's specific for that program. But we, for our social services, we're very small. And again, it was really so that we could do the work that we needed to do to put the money into the programs to really, you know, like keep our overhead expenses as low as possible,
right.
So that we could continue those programs, but continue to work on our funding so that we could expand some of the programs that we know are really critical, like the case management program.
Right.
You know, that's something right. that, you know, using our food pantry as a gateway into other services, we know that there's more people that would benefit from that kind of long-term mm-hmm. planning, long-term, mm-hmm. you know, like some, a lot of people, unfortunately, in this day and age are, they feel like there's nothing they can do. They feel very hopeless about their situation. So some of what we're doing is trying to remind them that there is some hope. There may be just a little tweak, you know, yes, they're living on a fixed income, but what are the ways that they can change just little things so that they are sure. less likely to experience a crisis?
Right, right. Mm-hmm. With the child care, mm-hmm. is there an age bracket?
Yes. So Lamberville Academy is our child care center.
Oh, okay.
And
I was going to ask about that, so yeah. now I don't have to.
Yeah.
You know, we just stumbled into it. Yeah.
And that's one of the things, like people very often, they think of Fisherman's Mark as that food pantry or Lamberville Academy. And they're like, well, how right. do they fit together? So Fisherman's Mark is like the parent agency. Lamberville Academy is one of our programs. And when I talked about the fact that, you know, our mission is about dignity and supporting the community.
Sure.
Obviously, access to quality childcare, you know, is mm-hmm. important for the safety.
Absolutely.
And for the long-term academic sure. growth of a child to get them into that stimulating. We're an academic. It's actually a NAICS-accredited program, which means it meets the gold standard for,
right.
for childcare. And it's age from age 2 to 14.
Okay.
You know, we have the pre-K, you know, like we've mm-hmm. got that early childhood education. And then we also have a before school and after school program that in the summertime goes
right.
to full day. And that's a great program. Really, Lamberville Academy is designed to support working families. So we have 7 to 7 are our hours without an extended. A lot of agents, a lot of child care centers, they charge extra after 5 o'clock or after
right.
6 o'clock. We don't charge additional fees for later because we know that most people, you know, and particularly, you know, this day and age, people don't always work a 9 to 5. They might work a, you know, just a more unique schedule.
Sure. 11 to 7 or
right,
something like
right,
that, you know.
Right, right. Yeah. So we have more flexible. We also, it very much supports our mission because we have reduced tuition for low-income working families.
I was I was going to ask you, is it prorated by, you know,
right.
How much they have or whatever.
Our rates are pretty low. Our rates
right.
are lower than most in terms of the market. But then we also, again, as a low-income working family, we work with the state. There is a voucher program that we help people get into.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But then we further reduce that rate just to make it so that it's, you know, if we are very much, if we're committed to a community, we should be committed to the, you know, even the youngest members of our community.
Right.
And we know that that's an investment in the long-term health of that family,
sure.
of our entire community.
Sure.
And again, too many children are, you know, in these situations where they end up with a neighbor, they end up in front of a television, or they end up with siblings, or, you know, just situations that are not as stimulating to them. And we know
that. Or is not as safe.
Not as safe, exactly.
Really?
Yeah.
No, you know.
Yeah. And entering kindergarten these days, kids are expected to know a lot. And
yeah.
so, you know,
and
like
if,
we really
right.
have a rich academic program for them to start off with. But again, it's affordable. These are,
right.
you know, like
right.
if people can't have to choose between working and staying home with their children,
kids, right.
that
sure.
that's has a long-term negative impact on a family.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
So this is very much, you know, part of that, our mission to make basic needs
mm-hmm.
like safety needs
right,
for children
right.
no. Available to people.
That's interesting. We have to take a quick break. You're listening to Mental Health Matters, and we'll be back in just a few moments.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Welcome back to Mental Health Matters. I'm your host, Larry Cartwright, and we have with us today Ronnie Todd Marino, who is the Social Services Director for Fisherman's Mark. And we've been learning a little bit more about Fisherman's Mark. And I would... You know, we didn't cover all of your programs, so Ronnie, why don't you start wherever you want and cover the rest of the programs.
Okay. So, again, social service program, the core social service programs, we have an information resource and referral program, and that's really, you know, that's that front line. Somebody comes to our door and they're struggling with, like, they can't pay an oil bill. Or they need information about health insurance or prescription plans, different things where they're just trying to learn what resources are available to them. And we might help them by you know, identifying what are they mm-hmm. eligible for, getting them applications, walking them through that process. But it can also be things that are a little bit more unusual, like somebody might come to us and say, I need to go into the hospital for a procedure, but I don't have anyone to take care of my dog. So, you know, we always say it's never a dull moment. There's yeah. interesting things that come to our door. But that's that, like, you know, we're the guidepost. People come, we help them identify what are some of the things that they need. Case management is another program, and that's, I spoke about that a little bit, but that's really, you know, information resource and referral and case management work very closely. You know, people will come and say they need this, but then it turns out that there's much more going on. Yeah. So that would be when somebody's in crisis. If there's substance abuse or chronic mental health need or domestic violence or homelessness, something where someone they're at risk, or they need that complex treatment planning that would come from, you know, if somebody like a senior who has a new medical diagnosis or who has declining capabilities and they're trying to figure out how to stay in their home. So it's all about identifying ways to work with the team of professionals and family members mm-hmm. very often to say, like, does this person have everything they need to be as safe and independent as possible? So that's case management. But then, you know, somebody might, once they stabilize, they would go back and they would just come occasionally when they need help, or they need dog food or something like that.
Right.
Our Los Puentes program is, Los Puentes actually means the bridges, and it's meant to bridge our programs to a Spanish-speaking population. So it's case management or information resource and referral to a Spanish-speaking population. But then we also try to have specialized information about, like, immigration, understanding immigration, understanding labor laws, because unfortunately there's a lot of people who are undocumented who are being basically exploited by their employers. So helping people that are in that situation. And then we also bring different programs down to Lambertville to do presentations specific for that population.
Okay.
So that might be like health and nutrition and how to incorporate, you know, some healthy practices into a culturally sensitive diet, or, you know, things like that, or immigration, understanding immigration. A lot of different programs that are specific to the recent immigrant population.
Right.
So that's Los Puentes. Our community outreach program is very broad. It's kind of, we've got a lot of different programs that we do that are under that umbrella.
Okay.
Today we had a huge leg of our community outreach was in action. We do, at the holiday times, we do food and gift distribution. So in November, around Thanksgiving, we distribute turkeys and bags with all the fixins to individuals, our clients, who are our clients. And then today we did that again, and we also did gift distribution. So for children, you know, we took wish lists for those kids, and so they were linked with donors who then brought us the gifts. We've organized them. Today we're distributing it. So today we put on our elf hats and we have a great time. But we do, all of our community outreach programs are designed to do one of two things: either to help families make ends meet. So it would be for that, like these kind of programs.
Right.
In the September, we do back to school backpack, school supply distribution.
Right.
But then our the other part of the community outreach is about promoting wellness throughout the community. Over the summer, we have a farm stand. Actually, it's Farmers, Families, and Fisherman's Mark, the F3 Farm Stand, where we, once a week, we set up right outside of our offices tables, and we distribute fresh produce that's donated from local farms and community gardens. Even the school grew vegetables for us this year. It's supported very much so by Rolling Harvest, which is another nonprofit in our area that rescues a lot of food and brings it to us. And so we're distributing free of charge to the entire community this fresh, locally grown, very often organic produce, and then also doing cooking demonstrations and nutrition challenges and all different things.
And that's free?
All free.
Okay.
All free. And that's a wonderful program. Community outreach is about, you know, like getting the word out there, teaching nutrition, teaching these things, but then also helping people come to us in a very non-threatening way, you know, where they would learn about our things. And so it's about bypassing stigma. So it's a great opportunity for people to come. A lot of them, you know, this is our food pantry. Our food pantry has a major goal to improve the overall wellness of our clients.
Okay.
So we have year-round fresh produce. We distribute nutrition education through our food pantry. We know that health disparities are very much a reality in the low-income population. And so we try to use, you know, we have an in with them. They're coming to us for food. So we want to help give them the tools that they need in order to improve their lives, you know, incorporate these healthy things into their diets for the long term. And education is obviously the first step to that tool.
So
the farm stand is a wonderful way that we do that. We do that throughout the summer. This year we started a new program, which is basically a mobile pantry model, where we knew that there were seniors in the senior apartments. There's in Lambertville, there are two senior low-income apartments. And we knew that there were individuals there who could benefit from our services and weren't accessing them for whatever reason. And it was like, well, they're not coming to us. How do we get them to come to us? And then we realized, no. If they're not coming to us, why don't we go to them?
Uh-huh.
And so we started this once a month, go, bring groceries, and then do health and wellness discussions at the same time.
Sure.
And we have a collaboration with the Robert Wood Johnson Rutgers Medical School.
Right.
And so we have students that come and volunteer with us, and they go and they lead these health and wellness discussions. So it's wonderful, lively discussion groups, really can be a lot of fun. We range in topics from things like falls prevention or over-the-counter medications or depression. This past one, we did sexual health in seniors. So that obviously was a lively discussion. And it's a really very valuable thing. And
and a lot of times people who are by themselves in an apartment, they sometimes have trouble interacting with other people. So having somebody come and talk to them in their own place is awesome to them sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's other people who get out and join everything and, but there are a lot that don't,
It's true.
Either they've lost their mate or whatever, or they're alone and their family's across the country or whatever.
Having that social interaction, the intellectual stimulation too. Mm-hmm. A lot of times I hear they'll say, I really appreciate that you come and you talk to us like we're adults.
Right.
And it's like, that nobody would, that somebody wouldn't. But we have these really, interesting exchanges and we're getting them groceries at the same time. Mm-hmm. And the number of people who have come to us after that saying, now that I know more about your programs, I could use more help, my friend, and bring their friend down. So it's really been a very, very successful program. Yeah. Community outreach is, like I said, broad. We do things. We just had a health and wellness day at the end of November where we, had we had over 25 organizations from all over the region that came to give information to the, that population. Because, again, Lambertville is very cut off. There's a lot of wonderful resources in this county that our clients don't know or don't necessarily have access to because they don't have transportation. So if they can't get there, I want, these agencies are committed to serving this population as well. So let's give them the opportunity. Let's connect them.
Absolutely.
And so that's what we were able to do at that health and wellness day, which was a great success. Our, the seventh program, I've gone through the seven, is our volunteer program. And that's a very large program. We have a lot of wonderful volunteers. Our food pantry is run by volunteers.
Okay.
And a lot of, we get a lot of administrative support from different volunteers. Uh-huh. People will come in and work in the office and help us out. So we've got a lot of, great, strong volunteers. We also have things like the Boy Scouts come in and they did bagging for the holiday food distribution. Sure. We've got the New Hope Solbury Key Club came and did the gift, bringing in the gifts. And then we also have relationships with the court system. So people who are doing community service hours for certain infractions can come and do those hours. And we have a collaborative with Hunterdon and ARC. So young people who are a part of that program, they come with their vocational coaches and they're developing their skills and they're also helping us out.
Right.
So, we enjoy that, having them come. Sure. They're wonderful, wonderful people. And so it's like it's a win-win situation for them to come to, a lot of our volunteers will come to us wanting something specific. They need to, it might be like a high schooler or might be a recent college graduate who wants to build a skill in a certain areas. So we really try to match people with what their interests are, what their skills are. But sometimes it's about them also developing, a certain aspect of their resume.
Right.
And so we really couldn't do it. We're a tiny, tiny agency, in terms of our staff.
Uh-huh.
We could not do all of these seven programs without the support of our volunteers. Yeah. Some of our volunteers do vocational coaching. Some of them do resume writing. Financial planning, that's something that, we're building that part of the program because knowing that, even just budgeting is an important thing for people to do. So we're like building up those areas.
Do you find that you get mental health issues?
Oh, yes, definitely.
With your clients?
Sure. So one of the things that I should talk about, that in the past 3 years, an area that we were able to grow is the how we support people with mental health needs. There's a lot of people who have mental health needs. You know, whether or not it's obvious, it's very sure. rare that I have someone who isn't struggling with something. And because my background, I'm a licensed professional counselor, so I have a clinical license. Mm-hmm. I'm able to do a level of care determination to see. Again, my goal is to keep people living safely and sure. independently. If someone is struggling and their symptoms are getting to where they're interfering with their ability to be safe, then you know that's when we would work with the doctors, we would work with the psychiatrist, and or we might move somebody into inpatient if they need it. So that's something that we do. You know, it's really uh-huh. about supporting people, because so many people with the right supports can thrive. They can sure. live independently. They don't need to be, you know, they don't need these restrictive right. environments. And so that's very much, you know, a part of what we do, you know, and it's that having that clinical oversight gives us that the ability to make sure that we're doing right, right by our clients.
You know, when we do a presentation, like I told you, emergency service, educational services, not emergency, you know, mm-hmm. The first thing we do is we show two screens, and there are all these famous people. Mm-hmm. And the one that always, well, the about three that amazed me, but the first one is Buzz Aldrin, mm-hmm. walked on the moon, you know, is an astronaut, suffers right. from severe depression.
Right.
Winston Churchill,
right.
carried England on his back for 7 years. He suffers from major depression. Mm-hmm. And the interesting one, I don't know if you want to call it interesting or not, but is Thomas Jefferson. He wouldn't come into a room with five or six people in it.
Oh, wow.
When he wrote the Declaration of Independence, he would write three or four pages. He'd get a hold of Franklin, and at 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock in the morning, he'd meet him on a street corner, mm-hmm. hand him the papers. He'd go back home. Franklin, the next morning, would go into the Congress and present mm-hmm. the papers.
Okay.
He had
agoraphobia. Okay.
You know.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it's just, you know, he could talk to somebody from a balcony for 5,000 people. It wouldn't bother him.
Right.
But he couldn't walk in a room with five or six people.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And it's just kind of.
We all have our challenges. And you know, again, it's yeah. like, you know, if you find the supports, we don't all have right. a Ben Franklin.
No, but.
But I mean, but like, I'm, if my, we find. It's
but you're
fantastic.
Saying, you know, and I say to people that, you know, obviously, you know, how many of us are, we're not going to be astronauts or presidents or, you know, leaders of a country, but you can live your life mm-hmm. in spite of your illness, you know, and you know, mental health, mental illness is not going away.
No,
you know, it's, and those who have it didn't volunteer for it.
No,
so
no.
consequently,
yeah.
you know, but I think the more the famous people in today's world, Demi Lovato, mm-hmm. she is a big spokesman now for mental health.
Right.
And she would think it was nothing to stay up 3, 4, 5 days and write songs all night.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd write
mm-hmm.
5, 6 songs a night and mm-hmm. think that was normal.
Right.
And then she'd crash.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
until she now is under, you know, care and takes meds. And now she's a big spokesman for mental health.
Right.
And, you know, it's, I think you need people like that talking about it, because they look and they say, well, gee, she, you know,
definitely.
And that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be a star,
right.
but you can live your life. You can hold a job. You can get married. You can have kids, you know, whatever.
You certainly can.
You know,
yeah.
mm-hmm. it's just, you know, can live a normal life.
We all have challenges. It's how we,
absolutely.
You know, how we meet those challenges
sure.
And,
sure.
and how we support each other in those challenges. If we don't have them, we're very lucky.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
So, yeah, yeah, yeah. And so those people give back, right?
Right. And, you know, and that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
What about your future?
So Fisherman's Mark has a huge lots of changes on the horizon going on. I can't totally announce all of the details, but we're moving. So okay. That's a huge thing. And, a lot of people in our community know that we're moving. Our boards, the Board of Fisherman's Mark and the Board of the Hibernia Firehouse have both approved it. We don't have a written agreement. So I guess until it's on paper, it's not a totally formal thing, but we're looking to move to the Hibernia Firehouse, which is just down the road from where we are. Right now, we're at 89 North Main Street in Lambertville. This is at 230 North Main Street.
Right.
So just a few blocks down. And again, it's in the works, but it's a wonderful thing. The firehouse is wanting to support our mission. Obviously, we're about helping people in crisis. Definitely disaster relief is a part of what we
do.
Is
that the food pantry going there too?
The whole thing. So we would be moving the social service
back, or
no, the whole building of the first floor and second floor they'd be given.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's got the
fire company's moving?
Fire company's moving. Yeah,
okay.
They've actually consolidated.
I'm trying to think. How are you going to have that there and have the fire trucks there?
That would be fun. Yeah. Fun and challenging. But
it might be challenging. I don't know how much fun it would be. But
it's a beautiful, beautiful old building. But the firehouses have been consolidating over a number of years. And this is one that, they will maintain some use of some areas of the building, but we would be renting from them the first floor and second floor. Again, we don't have a signed lease, there's a lot of great things that are in the works. We're also looking, and again, it's still very much in the works, and we're really hoping that it works out, of merging with the other food pantry that's in town, the Lambertville Food Pantry, which is supported by the Delaware Valley Interfaith Council, the DVIC. And so, obviously merging two nonprofits, there's a lot of challenges, and, it's potential that it won't work out. But, we're really hoping that it will, because they're moving locations. They were out of some garages that were part of St. John's Church, Catholic Church in Lambertville. They're moving out of there, and we're hoping that it works where we'd be able to merge. And then that way we'd be serving more people. So it would expand the food pantry, but then they would also be able to offer to their food pantry clients social services.
Right.
So improving the long term. So it's about growth. It's about, not duplicating services, but when you work together with another organization, you become that much more powerful. So we're really excited about what's to come for us. We've really worked very hard to create a more sustainable model on our own. But when we're talking about, support, getting the support of and working with other organizations, it's going to be a lot of great stuff.
Yeah, it's difficult to merge.
Oh, sure.
Two nonprofit organizations, because there's a lot of paperwork involved.
Yes.
And then, who's going to run what and, that sort of thing. So there's a lot to work out, but I think that the long run, it's a great idea.
Right.
Especially since you're both doing this pretty much the same thing.
Right.
In the same town,
Yes.
And
you'd be surprised. There weren't as many duplicate clients as we thought there were. But obviously, food pantries are not set up in a way, that we're not dictated to do this. We're not set up in a way to weed out any duplicates.
I understand that.
It was surprising to when we actually looked at the numbers that there were that it wasn't as many repeats as we thought there might be. So there's a lot of people in need again in our communities.
Exactly.
Way more than we might think.
Yeah, absolutely.
So when people look at Lambertville and they think this is a very affluent area, there's still that need. When we look at our numbers, we're talking about almost 10% of the town is receiving services from us in some way.
Right.
So there is this need, and I should speak about the fact that, this time of year is when people are very generous. They're really, they're looking to give back to their community. They're also looking at, how can I make my money go far in supporting my community?
Right, right.
And so, as a local charity, we are about strengthening the community right where you are. And, we're not just Lambertville. I keep talking about Lambertville, but we support the six surrounding counties. We support anyone, that comes to us. And so, we really are about, streamlining, getting, you know, our overhead costs are like 8%, which is next to unheard of in sure. You know, the in the industry. And so it's really about, you know, that the any donation is going directly into the programs that support the community and strengthen this community in the long term.
Right.
And it's tax deductible, right? So yeah, people are looking for that at this time of year as well.
Right.
So
you know, I know that, you know, people say Hunterdon County and richest county in the state and you know, second or third richest county in the country, and you know, food pantries, you know, what do you need that for? You know, and you'd be surprised.
The
food pantry right here in Flemington. They open their doors and they're packed.
I know. Yeah.
I mean, they're waiting outside to get in.
Yep.
You know, and it's like you don't realize, or many people don't realize, all they see is, you know, the wealthier sections of the county. Mm-hmm. And, you have homeless?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right here in Flemington, we've got homeless.
And Lamberville,
you know,
too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And, you know, somebody said something. Well, I said, I tell you what, you don't think there's homeless? You know what a new Walmart is? I said, go out in back of it, past the food pantry, and there's a railroad track. On the other side of the railroad track, I says, you'll see tents and makeshift cabins and what have you. I says, that's the homeless.
Right.
And they looked at me like, you know, and I said, it's fact.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
You know, we've got about 2 minutes left. Is there anything we didn't cover that you want to cover?
Well, just,
I know one.
Oh, okay. Sure.
How do people get a hold of you?
Oh, okay. Well, definitely they can look on our website. Our website has a lot of information, more information about the programs that I talked about and ways to donate, ways to volunteer. So that's www.fishermansmark.org. Or they can call us at any time. We're there Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. And that phone number is 609-397-0194. And again, we're out at a lot of different community events, always looking for volunteers, for donors, for people that want to do, you know, there's a lot of great food drives going on right now. We're trying to promote healthy food drives. You know, there's a lot of great fundraisers that people do for us. So that's growing. We're doing more and more in-house, a lot of great events. So, yeah. And
why don't you give the phone number again?
Okay. 609-397-0194. And again, we're at 89 North Main Street in Lamberville. But that will be changing probably end of January.
2:30.
What we're looking at. All right.
2:30.
2:30. Yes. Although you said that. I can't.
Yeah.
Signed on the dotted line.
Well, we're just saying that's where the firehouse is.
That's where we're looking for.
I will say this. If anything that NAMI Hunterdon can do for you, you have my phone number, I believe.
Okay.
Call me.
Appreciate that. And appreciate the work that you do.
If we can do anything or help you with anything, please don't hesitate.
Great. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
And I will tell you this, you are coming back on.
Okay.
We're
going
to have you back on the radio again
because
more to talk about, you know.
Sure.
Really, you know, because things happen, especially if you make the move.
Yeah.
Then
again,
we can,
there's
so
many great things on our horizon.
Exactly.
I'd be excited to come back and announce more things.
And we'd love to have you.
Okay.
Ronnie Todd Marino, who is the Social Services Director of Fisherman's Mark in Lambertville.
Thank you so much.
And
Ronnie.
I can't thank you enough, Ronnie. It's been a pleasure. And I would like to say, everybody, we'll see you next week. But in the meantime, each and every one of you have a very, very Merry Christmas and a happy, healthy New Year. And we'll be on again next week live, same time, same station, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. God bless. See you next week.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call 9-